We're learning the Shabbat B'Chavadat. We're in Chelek Bet Siman Lamed. It's a takeoff of something we did, I think, last week. We know that in Arvit, which we're about to say. So at the end of Haskivenu, Shomer Mois Baruch Adasem, Shomer Mois Yisrael Ad, we say Amen. We discussed that it's the end of a series. Since it's a bracha that's at the end of a series, we say Amen. Just like Shomer Mois Yisrael Ad Amen, Bonei Yerushalayim, in Birkat Amazon, we pointed out at the end of the Birkat Haftarah, Mekadosh Shabbat Amen, Yishtabach gets an Amen, Halel gets an Amen. Good, fine. All done, we did that in the past. What if you finish first? I said Shomer Mois Yisrael Ad Amen, and now I hear the Chazan. Now I hear the Chazan say, after me, I said it a little bit faster than him, I'm done, I'm waiting 5-10 seconds, the Chazan says Shomer Mois Yisrael Ad Amen, do I answer Amen to his Bracha or not? Or what if I'm really fast? I'm really fast. I end well before him, and he says, Gal Yisrael. Do I answer Amen? Or, if I'm the Ashkenazi Minyan, let's say I'm not fast, I'm going at the same speed as they are, but they say after Baruch Hashem Le'olam, and Yeroi Neinu, and there's a bracha at the end. Do I answer Amen then? So, you know, the Gemara in Brachot Avdalid, Dafyomi last week, said that there's a notion of being Somech Geula L'Tfilah, even at Arvit. We know in Shacharit you say Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Why? Because Yerulah Sanim Rifi, Hashem Tziriv V'Goali, Geula, and then Tfilah comes right after, all the Pesukim come together, and therefore, we say that you have to be Somech Geula L'Tfilah, but that notion exists at night also. Now during the Shacharit we say Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and we go right into the Amidah. At Arvit, we don't. At Arvit we say Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then we say Eskivenu. The Gemara says, what about Eskivenu? The Gemara says Eskivenu is Geula Arichta. It's an extension of the Bracha of Geula. Fine. And then we say Kaddish. So, nonetheless, the Ben Ish Chai says, because you're supposed to be Somech Geula L'Tfilah Kechol Se'efshar, I understand it's Eskivenu, you have to say it. I understand it's Kaddish, you have to say it. But you don't add anything else. So the Ben Ish Chai writes that if you hear the Amit, you hear the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, you do not answer Amin. Now, Rav Avadya is going to disagree. He disagrees based on a whole bunch of different reasons. One of which he says, look, there's a Rashba. The Rashba says, he's talking about a different issue. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh. So you want to remind people it's Rosh Chodesh. The same way I can get up here and tell you what time Mincha is, and every single person will then ask what time Mincha in sequence, nobody's paying attention. So do I can say it's Rosh Chodesh and nobody's going to remember. So right before the Amidah, can someone say Ya'alev Yavo? Can someone hit the Bima and say Rosh Chodesh? So the Rashba says, yes. He says, why not? You know, after you make the bracha of hamotzi, you have to eat bread. But the Gemara says, if you don't have the salt, you want to pass it, you're allowed to do that. If it's talking, that's me'ein ha-bracha, that's about the mitzvah I'm doing right now, that's not considered to be a hefsek. That's not stopping, that's not a hefsek. A hefsek means I stopped doing whatever it is, I went to do something completely separate and came back. If it's about this mitzvah, it's not a hefsek. So he says, certainly to say Ya'alev Yavo, to announce Ya'alev Yavo, to announce Rosh Chodesh before Shmona Esrei, that's not a hefsek, that's encouraging people to do the right thing. So he says, certainly here, to answer Amen to the bracha of Shomer Mois Yisrael La'ad, that's the bracha I just finished. Of course that's not a hefsek. That can't be a hefsek. That's not considered to be a break in the Smichat Geula L'Tfilah. It's about the same topic. I said Shomer Mois Yisrael La'ad, the Chazan said Shomer Mois Yisrael La'ad, I answer Amen. That's appropriate. That's not considered to be a hefsek at all, and that would be fine. There are those who even go farther and say, yes, certainly you answer to the Chazan, or Amen, to Shomer Mois Yisrael La'ad. The Eshel Avraham says, you can even answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Baruch Ata Hashem Shomer Mois Yisrael La'ad. You can answer your name Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. Rabbi says, whoa, don't go there. Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, he says, you're only allowed to answer when you're allowed to talk. If you're allowed to talk, you're allowed to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. You're not allowed to talk. We're telling you can answer Amen because it's relevant to the bracha you're up to. You can't talk. So Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is too much. However, Amen is appropriate, and it's not considered to be a hefsek. And he quotes tons and tons and tons of people who seem to agree. Now, there's a couple of other points here. There's a Shuvah of Binyan Olam. Binyan Olam says, you know, there are some Amens that are more important than other Amens. That depends whose world you live in. But in the world of the Rama says the Amen after Ha'el HaKadosh, the Amen after Shomei HaTfilah, are considered to be Dvarim Shebekdusha. They're considered to be on a higher level than the other 17 Amens of the Amidah. And therefore, they have more places that you're allowed to interrupt, according to the Ramah, according to the Ashkenazim. We don't assume that. Nonetheless, the Binyan Olam says the bracha on Amen of Hashkivenu is on that level. It's on that level, and therefore, it's even more important to answer for that, and therefore you should do it. It goes so far, it goes to Chaim Falaji, who's talking about it on Friday night. He says, on Friday night, so then we add in another paragraph. There's a different bracha. It's not Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad. It's a Pares Tukat Shalom Aleinu V'Kol Mo Yisrael V'Yerushalayim. Amen. And then we say V'Shamru. Apparently, people used to get so excited about saying V'Shamru that they didn't answer Amen to the bracha V'Chazan. And he says, V'Enam Samim Alibam Lanot Amen Achal Shech Tzibu. Okay. V'Ze Gorem Ikuv V'Geula. Okay, preventing the redemption. I don't know what you do with that, but that's a big deal. So we should answer amen to the, okay. If that can bring the geula, that's an easy thing to do. There are much more difficult things to bring the geula. If that's what we can do to answer the geula, to bring the geula, that would be perfectly acceptable.
The meaning of the word amen is Kelmel of
Naaman. Also, right?
So who is going to bring the geula?
No, I understand, but why specifically this one? Right, so it sounds like, okay, he's emphasizing the point. He says it's not just, so, okay, mele the bracha shomer mo Yisrael ad. Amen. Or Parashat Vayetzva Malay Megali Shalav Yerushalayim. Amen. Because it's part of that bracha. So fine, that's certainly not hefsek. But he says saying any amen to any bracha would be acceptable. He takes it a little bit farther. And he says yes, because smichat geula l'tfila, while it's important, that break in between is less important than Birkot Kriyat Shema. It's a whole thing. When in the middle of Birkot Kriyat Shema can you answer amen to different brachot? It's a big, big, big machloket. When can you answer amen to other brachot in the middle of Kriyat Shema? There's a tshuvav in the Zirut Shimshon who quotes a Zohar. The Zohar in Vayelech, he says, who talks about how terrible it is to hear a bracha and not answer amen. Okay? Now, if I can't, I'm in the middle of the Amidah, what am I going to do? But he says, whenever you can, you have to. And he says, many of those poskim that were machmir in different parts of Tefillah not to say it, he says, didn't see the Zohar. Okay? Back and forth, when that's appropriate, when that's not. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes, we follow that during Birkot Kriyat Shema, you don't answer amen for brachot, even Beina Prakim. Now the Mishnah in Brachot talks about differences in Birkot Kriyat Shema. Are you in the middle of the bracha, or are you just finished? Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer Me'arot. And you pause to breathe before you start the next bracha Avad Olam. So now, Beina Prakim is less, okay? You're in between. It's less important than in the middle, but nonetheless, even there, we don't answer amen for Brachot there either. Baravadi says, Havudilolosifalei. That's all we know. But this is not then. You're done with the Seder Brachot of Kriyat Shema. Once you say, Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad Amen, you're done personally with the Brachot Kriyat Shema. Since you're done with the Brachot Kriyat Shema, you can answer Amen, first of all, certainly, to Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad Amen. The Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad Chazan's Bracha, the same Bracha you made, that you may certainly answer. That's clear. That's not considered hefsek. But he says you can even answer other Brachot, meaning if the Chazan just finished Gal Yisrael, I could even make the argument that Gal Yisrael is an extension. That would be fine. You can even answer, he doesn't say it here, he says in Yilkut Yosef, but you can even answer Amen to the Bracha that Ashkenazim make after Yeroineinu, because it's also a Bracha. You can answer any Amen you'd like. It's Amen of Brachot, you can answer then, and it's appropriate to do so. But just not to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo then. Saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo is not allowed, but Amen of Brachot, it will be permissible after Shomer Mo Yisrael Ad Amen.